Rinpoche requests everyone to begin with engendering the enlightened attitude, which is to give rise to the wish to strive to obtain enlightenment in order to be able to benefit all beings in number vast as space, and towards that end one decides to listen to, reflect, and meditate upon the teachings. Today, Rinpoche will explain a verse from a sutra called Dhammapada.
Dāni dāgīng gōng yīngjī yīndi sōkīng gōng dī jōrūsō. Dāni tē dāni dāgī jāb tāng, dāni dāgīng gōng dī jōrūsō yīngjī, dāni lī yīngbā yīng sōkīng gōng dī jōrūsō, yīng sōkīng gāng gōng dī mā jōrūsō.
So, everyone is their own protector. One protects oneself, and one should not look for a protector elsewhere or for somebody else being one's protector.
Dani lekbar thorwana ke hebar kaba goni jors. Dani lekbar thorwam lekbar hewa. Dani zangbo ya budi zotba yina.
So, if one disciplines oneself thoroughly, if one develops in a positive way, then one has found the protector which is difficult to find. It is necessary to understand and realize what is said in the first sentence, namely that everybody is their own protector, or one is one's own protector. So the essence, or one's own essence or nature, is Rangin Kanderes.
Dani Jungoam Rangin de Jundan Trava, Tremadan Trava Tares.
Free from defects or any stains.
Dani jiran yin de chundan jeba, tremadan jeba. Yina dani dagan gondo jor tugumare.
So if the opposite would be the fact, namely that one's true nature or essence is stained or has defects, then one would never be able to become one's own protector.
Tena dani dagan gondo chorpe dagran yin dagnelo dagan ote tena yabuki goyer.
So therefore, one should well comprehend or understand one's own nature or essence, which is then related to the first sentence in the verse, being that everybody is their own protector, or one is one's own protector.
Tēnā ngāṁ dāk rāngyēn tē kar rindō hirāp jē tā gugudō.
So, through transcendental awareness or knowledge, one should observe or examine then what is my nature, what is the essence of me or my essence.
Tēnā dānyē jē nē sōr yāṁ dāk pā tē hirāp jē mē kā tōngā yīnā 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 tēnā kāngā yīn jīkpā mē pā.
So if through the eyes, through the eye of wisdom, one apprehends or perceives this true nature of oneself, then one will be totally free of fears. One will not be harmed by anything.
Hirap de meg de tavar kawa, topar kawa, hipar kawa ji yore.
So this, or the true nature of oneself then is something which is very difficult to realize or perceive of through the eye of wisdom.
Pena nga tsu meg nam hi te meg isru de tena zuk.
So, for example, with one's physical eye, one perceives external forms and so forth. One does not perceive one's own true nature. So, through the consciousness related to the eye, then one's physical eye, then one perceives external objects such as this flower in front of all of us, and all of us can see this flower, then perceive it through the consciousness related to the physical eye, but one cannot perceive one's own
true nature.
So then with the physical eye then one can perceive one's or see one's physical body being made up by flesh and blood, but one is not able to see one's true nature.
Tena nga tsu mege rang ge lula tepe hyata ge pungpo den tong te tela nga o nyane namdo gen zimba te da mayimba la da den tupare.
So then when one sees one's physical body being made up by flesh and blood, one develops a concept through which one then apprehends of this physical body as being oneself. And Ditama?
Dama Imbal Dada Tupalis.
And so in consequence one is confused about oneself. One conceives of this body as being oneself, which in fact, it is not.
The da main be kya tak pombo la da dun thurba, da dun norwa la tin de, norwa tel tin be, tene donga na zo bayin bayin.
So due to this mistaken concept that one develops, namely conceiving of one's physical body as being oneself, then due to that mistaken conception, one experiences a lot of suffering.
Tena nga tsu me ki khyata ka pungpo thong ne te la da go nya pe nam do te norwa de thurpa yin ba go.
So it's necessary to understand that this concept that one develops, namely when one sees one's physical body with one's eyes, and conceive of it as being oneself, It is then necessary to understand that this concept is a mistaken one. So then, if one then recognizes this mistaken concept for what it is, i.e. confusion or a mistake, then one has recognized one root of suffering or one cause of suffering. So we have also different types of feeling, there being three main ones, namely the feelings of suffering, happiness and indifference. And we also identify ourselves with these feelings as being us or ourselves, and this is also another cause for suffering.
So, due to this concept
that one conceives of these feelings as being oneself, why one identifies with these feelings as being oneself, due to that then one experiences great suffering. It is necessary to recognize this concept to be a mistaken one, i.e. the concept of identifying with the feelings one has as being oneself.
Then
we have other perceptions as well. For example, concepts such as this is white, this is red, this is a friend. This is a friend and this is an enemy and so forth, and again one identifies with these mistaken concept, with these conceptions as being oneself, and so So one has to recognize that these types of concepts are mistaken ones.
So, furthermore,
one identifies with other feelings or concepts one has, such as desire, anger, jealousy, pride, and so forth, as being oneself. And these should also be recognized to be mistaken. So, furthermore, beginning with the consciousness related to the I, up to the mental consciousness, one identifies with all of the six consciousnesses as being oneself, and so one should again recognize that this is a mistaken concept.
Dona ta choro ke nam ki la da den je bam da di ke ben nam to te yang tene thurba yin ba norba yin ba tene mo shi do.
So in brief then, one has to realize and understand that the concept of any of the consciousnesses being oneself is a mistaken one, i.e. it's a mistake to identify with these consciousnesses and conceive of them as being oneself or the I.
Dorna da pumbu ngala da di kempe namdo te norware, norware te karrasa nam korware.
So again, the concept of identifying with the five skandhas as being oneself is a mistaken concept, and that concept in itself is samsaric existence or bondage. So, with samsara or bondage then is meant that one is deluded and confused. It's a state in which one is confused. Et par
voilà quoi mon bon concord de yona car qui on y reste na quoi mon bon concord de yona tene dongana so ban.
So the defect arising from being in this deluded state is then suffering. So, for example, when one dreams and doesn't recognize this fact, then one is in a deluded or confused state of mind, and in consequence one suffers in the dream. So it is necessary to dispel or eliminate this kind of delusion or confusion.
The Nando Juan's Malari person go lay on for a moment, Gongorta Yimba.
So, Milarepa, the great yogi Milarepa, has stated in his songs that Kurva de. That samsara is nothing but a state of delusion or confusion. If one then desires to obtain enlightenment or Buddhahood, it is necessary then towards that end to dispel or eliminate this kind of confusion. So the state of Buddhahood is nothing but a state in which delusion or confusion is eliminated.
Tene mōbe ngōngkoro wāngē dāni dāgan gōngdō māyōrbā, dāni ki dāni kīngwār sēpārē.
So due to this delusion or confusion, then one is not able to become one's own protector. In fact, one does the opposite, namely one fetters oneself.
Dani je dani kinwar sepa, tonte dani je dani do marwar sepa, dani je dani nyomobar sepa, tonda rangi rana kale kabuzo.
So then the meaning of this is that one gives suffering to oneself, one develops disturbing emotions and so fetters oneself. So one brings torment or suffering through oneself. So in fact, instead of becoming one's own protector, one fetters oneself in bondage or suffering. For example, the suffering one experiences in a dream is brought about or developed by none other than oneself. There is no external agent that brings one this suffering or brings about this suffering. So it is oneself that brings suffering to oneself. So if
one...
So if one dispels or eliminates this confusion, being that one conceives of the five skandhas as being oneself, then if this confusion or delusion is eliminated, one will be able to experience one's own true nature, the perfect nature of oneself. So then if one is able to rest within, then this realization of one's true nature, then one becomes one's own protector. There is no need for searching for a protector elsewhere. So in the situation where one still hasn't realized that one is one's own protector, then it is necessary to have an external protector or look for an external protector. For example, a child can do nothing but look for a protector other than him or herself, such as his parents. So then when the child has grown up, become a grown-up person, then he or she can take care of him or herself and doesn't need to look for another protector. In fact, a grown-up person can help his or her parents in return. So similarly then, in the situation where one is not one's own protector, then one has to look for another protector. When this state is brought about, i.e. that one is able to become one's own protector, it's no need for an external or another protector. So when one has become one's own protector, then the topa re sena kangla jikpa me pe tokpa chungare
tava to gore wa dani dag ko de chebe ten da te kana yan jikpa me pa ta tava me pe tumo to gore.
So then one has realized the meaning of that there is no need to fear anything. One has reached a state of fearlessness, that is. So then this is similar to the dream state. When one recognizes that one is dreaming, then if one is burnt in a fire or carried off by a flood in the dream, these events will bring no suffering or harm or fear to one, because one is recognizing that it's a dream. But in the situation where the dream is not recognized for what it is, then the contrary would be experienced. So if one were to dream that one was eaten up by a tiger, then in the case of not recognizing that this is a dream, one would search for a means to liberate oneself or free oneself or get away from this tiger. One would look for protection from this tiger. In the opposite case, namely that one recognizes that this is a dream only, then there is no need to search for help or assistance externally or elsewhere. So then if one realizes egolessness, then one has truly disciplined oneself, and in consequence found or obtained a protector which is difficult to find.
Dani lepar tor se je de dani lepar torwa da tapa da zango je jo to na da tapa se te da mai ba la da de tro ka nam do de se ba ino te ne dani lepar tor go ye.
So with this
da zango yo ye.
This is meant then that to discipline oneself then is meant So one should develop a positive self, so to speak. With this is meant that one disciplines oneself, meaning that one eliminates the mistaken concept of conceiving of an I or an ego where there is none. And when one reaches this point, one has disciplined oneself. So then, one has truly disciplined oneself when one has freed oneself of this mistaken concept, conceiving or apprehending of an ego where there is none, and then one has obtained or found a protector which is hard to find. So then in order to obtain enlightenment or Buddhahood, then it is necessary to develop this positive self, to so to speak, this pure self or pure self. So the perfection of this pure self or true self then is nothing but enlightenment or Buddhahood. So having obtained or realized this pure self, then if one proceeds to show the means to how to obtain or realize this pure self to others, then that is the sacred teachings of Dharma. So then when one applies oneself to this development, namely to realize this pure self, in that situation or during that period, then the persons doing so are called the Sangha. So then in the Buddhist tradition, one speaks of the three rare and sublime aspects, or the three rare and sublime ones. And this is nothing but the perfection of this pure self, the means of obtaining it, and the individuals applying themselves to practices leading to this result. So the meaning of this expression, the pure self, is nothing but the true nature of mind. So then if one is able to dispel the stains or defects of one's mind. Tatur natani.
Semji tamad dana dani dagun gondu jibare.
Then one has become one's own protector.
Semji tamad ta chana kyabdan gong yinda tsuguru yibare.
So having dispelled all the defects of mind, there is no need for looking for an external protector. So if one eliminates all the defects of mind, then one has found the protector which is difficult to find. So this can again be applied to the three aspects mentioned, the three jewels. So then the perfection of the true nature of mind then is nothing but the Buddha, the state of Buddhahood. The means for attaining this state then is the Dharma, the teachings. The individuals applying themselves to the means leading to this result then is the Sangha. It's applied then to purify the defects or stains of mind. So this was a brief explanation of a verse from the Dhammapada. So the meaning of this verse has been fully explained. There is nothing other to be explained. So, if one practices accordingly to this verse, then as has been explained, one is able to free oneself fully from samsaric existence and obtain nirvana. So it is usually difficult to develop faith or confidence in the Dharma, but having done so, if one then practices, then for example, accordingly to this verse as it was explained, then that in itself is, that practice in itself is sufficient. So if you have questions, you can post those. So the question was then what one does, what one should do in order to realize the absence of a truly existent ego. And Rinpoche says one has to begin with recognizing that the conception of a truly existent ego or an I is a mistaken one. And then it was asked what kind of practice one should do towards this end, to meditate on impermanence or another practice, and Rinpoche says that to meditate on impermanence is very helpful in this context. So important to again and again resort to analysis or investigation. When the concept of an I or an ego arises, one should investigate or analyze its nature.
Tena ma dan da sam be nam do te mlan je man zin dan dan zin yin de truba re truba te hi na dan da sam be truba so mo ka so na dan da sam be truba de ka le je yong do ta ti da
so this concept of an I or an ego then is a mistaken one, and one should it is similar to the concept of an I or an ego in a dream, and when this concept arises, one should analyze and investigate it. So then other mistaken concepts arise in one's mind, such as I am happy, I am suffering, and so forth. And when such concepts arise and one identifies with them, one should realize that they are mistaken, and one should analyze and try to realize or understand how these concepts arise.
Tena rang dunga te rani trupa dunga ibisena tena rang trupa rang mohina rang gonda rani rang gonda.
So then the suffering that one experiences, then one should understand that this is nothing but delusion or confusion. So then if one realizes the suffering that one has created oneself to be nothing but confusion or delusion, then one has truly become one's own protector.
Dani dagangon, musa dani dagangon yin sumbate, son yere, shoni dagan jitata, dagan tomate, dani je dani lusubare se le jikon yere.
So then this.
So so. Gopa chenbo jis.
Chenbo, chenbo.
So then the Buddha stated in the verse that has been explained that one is one's own protector, and from this statement one can conclude that in the same way one is the creator of one's own suffering, fears, and so forth. So then one can also understand that if mental confusion is eliminated, one realizes that the creator of one's own suffering is none other than oneself, and at that point then one will understand that there is no external creator of one's suffering. So the question was that, well, the person who made this question says that she has understood what Rinpoche has said, but she still suffers, so what to do? And Rinpoche says it is not sufficient with an intellectual understanding, one has to practice and meditate. So it is so it is stated in the Treasure of Knowledge, a text composed by Jamgon Kontrol, that one has to apply what one has listened to and reflected upon. One has to apply this in meditation, to practice it, in the same way as a farmer must make good use of his harvest or crops in order to benefit from them.
So,